The Higher Heights Learning and Leadership Academy Halftime Show continues on The Dove, 1620 AM.
And welcome back to The Half, Homecoming 2014. Mike Higgins here with you as we're all tied up at 17. And a special guest in with us tonight, Donnie Burkett of Burkett, Burkett & Burkett CPAs. And Donnie, thanks so much for spending some time with us here tonight.
Happy to be here.
Now, let me ask you, I'm always fascinated with family names. And when you look at your name, how many times in your life has somebody said Donnie Burkett?
They'd say it all the time. But I've also got a twin brother, so half my life I've been called Ronnie. So.
Now, how did you guys come up with the pronunciation? I know it's pronounced differently in different parts of the country.
Well it's, you know, I remember years ago I went to a family reunion and had Uncle John, who was the oldest member of the family. And so I said, Uncle John, we need to figure this out. Is it Burkett or Burkett? And he said, boy, we're from the country. We're from Batesburg, Leesville. It's Burkett. Only city folks call it Burkett. And I thought, boy, I feel pretty good now. We have finally decided it's Burkett, not Burkett. A little bit later, I was talking to him, and he said, been doing a lot of hunting since I retired. I said, great. He's been very, very successful. I said, how come? He said, I've got a great new dog to hunt with. I said, what kind of dog you got? He said, a bagel. So we're still not sure whether it's Burkett or Burkett, but we'll let you call us anything as long as you pay our fees.
Well, it's homecoming here at BC tonight, and your mom and dad, they graduated at BC 1946 and 1947, almost like a Hollywood movie. He's the football captain. She's his homecoming queen. Got to talk about your mom and dad, two special people, and I know they instilled so much in you guys growing up.
Well, we're very fortunate. Like a lot of people growing up that generation, we grew up with parents who had lived kind of through World War II and also lived with parents who grew up through the Depression. And they taught us the value of hard work and also the value of being honest people and doing the right thing. And BC was very big in our family back then. My dad really enjoyed playing football here. My mother enjoyed being the homecoming queen. And we did a lot of things at BC. In fact, some of my fondest memories as a kid was after my dad left here, he became a lineman for SCNG, and we would go to the old field in grammar school, and he would put up the lights. And
wow.
So he would climb the telephone poles, and we would take a bucket and wrench the lights up to him. But we thought we were big shots because while he was doing that, we were throwing a football on the big old BC High School football field. So I have fond memories of BC, and I am so happy to see this field here today because it's just what a gorgeous field for the city of Casey and also Brooke and Casey.
It really is, Donnie. And your dad, a lot of people may not know, is in the Hall of Fame for BC. He was a heck of a tight end, and he got his start back. This was back before they were lifting weights. I think he worked for Coca-Cola, didn't he?
Yeah, in the eighth grade, he decided he wanted to play football, and back then they didn't have weights and stuff to do, so he decided he'd go to work for Coca-Cola, and instead of using a hand truck, he would carry two Coca-Cola crates under both arms, and that's how he got strength enough to play football. Also, unfortunately, he became bow-legged during that period of time and lost about an inch. And true story, he did become a little bow-legged, not just because of that, but I think climbing those telephone poles.
Yeah.
Later in life, he had an operation on his knee, and all his pants were an inch short after he had an operation on his knee. He grew an inch because he straightened out all his bow legging. So.
And I know he had a great nickname. I think they called him Glue Fingers, and he actually had offers from South Carolina, Clemson, and I think Citadel as well.
That's right. In fact, it's kind of an interesting story about the way those people were back then. I didn't know until I was in the eighth grade. I was getting my hair cut, and somebody said, "You playing football?" I said, "I'm playing football at the airport." He said, "That's great." He said, "You're going to be as good of a football player as your dad." I said, "I have no idea what you're talking about." And I found out after looking at his annuals that he'd been All-State and All-City.
Wow.
and had actually offers to play at college level. Another great story is he signed to go to Clemson with a guy named Jack Mooneyham. And my dad didn't go, but Jack did go and play at Clemson. And my football coach at that time was Bob Mooneyham, Jack Mooneyham's brother.
My goodness.
So it's a small city around here.
And, you know, like so many families in Casey, West Columbia, you've got some divided loyalties. As you mentioned, you're an airport graduate, your mom and dad prominent in this community at BC. How was that growing up?
Oh, it was fine. We still have a good time at BC and airport. I have a lot of BC friends. Nanette Wooten, who was in charge of the BC Foundation, and I'm in charge of the Airport Foundation. We have a lot of fun. Tim James is another friend of mine, and he's real big in the BC Foundation, and we just kid about airport in BC, but what a great area to have such two great schools to people to attend.
Absolutely.
And it's a great rivalry. I think it means a lot to people to have a rivalry like this to play football. And any sport, matter of fact.
Donnie, you know, we've known each other several years now. Now, you know, I just want to let everybody know that, you know, Donnie and his brother Ronnie and the whole firm that they have, they're just such leaders in philanthropy in the Midlands, have just
ladies
done so much, particularly at Lexington Medical Center.
Representing number three,
y'all make sure that the oncology area up there really has a special place for people who are going through chemo. They have a special place. Can you talk about that and kind of what y'all did?
Well, we have Lexington Medical Center, and we're fortunate that Columbia have a lot of good hospitals, but being from Lexington County, Lexington Medical Center has been really special to us. And, you know, my wife, who is now 2 years cancer-free, she went through chemo and also had three surgeries and went through chemo twice. And, you know, when somebody that you're that close to, we've been married for 40 years, goes through something like that, it touches your heart. And so we decided to do two things up there. We donated money and got the healing garden outside of the oncology center donated to my dad, you know, and which was really special because our dad was probably the greatest guy. He was our hero growing up, and he loved to be outdoors. And that, if you get a chance to go up there and look at that healing garden outside of Lexington Medical Center, it's really great. And it's even special to me because our office is just a few blocks away. And when you look at our conference room, which we named after him, you can see the healing garden from the conference room. So it's really great. And my wife having to go through chemo twice, she had the honor of, once you go through chemo and you think you're cancer-free, you get to ring a bell, and we donated the bell up there in her name for all the cancer patients that get through with chemo. So it was special for us to get to do that.
And Mike and I, our father passed away in 2007. He had to do chemotherapy. And Mike had to work at the Lexington Medical Center Foundation. It's just, you know, it's such a joy to see people when they go through such trials with cancer and going through all that stuff that just ravages their body. To see them, even if they know that maybe the outcome's not going to be the greatest, if they reach a certain milestone, they'll go up and ring that bell. And it gives them hope, and it gives hope to everybody who's sitting in there and watching them. It's such a good thing, and that, you know, just thank God so much for all he and his family have done for this community. Just an incredible story from an incredible family.
Well, we've got a lot more of this community than we ever be able to give back to this community. It's been a great, you know, I've lived here all my life except for 2 years. I went to work for a large firm in another city and came back here and wanted to live here, wanted to grow up here. Yeah, married my best friend from high school. And unfortunately, that was Airport High School, not BC, but we love this community.
And again, our guest tonight, Donnie Burkett, 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 and Burkett CPAs. And Donnie, you guys started the firm back in 1976. Kind of talk about what led you into the industry and starting your own firm.
Well, you know, our firm is maybe a little different than most firms. I tell everybody, we try to hire accountants who can actually communicate with people. You know, all the jokes about accountants that you can't talk, you know, which is real good with numbers, you know. But I was actually working at a store here, Fogel's Food City in Triangle City, and I was a freshman in high school, and Ronnie and I were helping run that store, and we were put on a bonus program. And make a long story short, the CPA came in and helped us develop what we consider to be key performance indicators so we could figure out how profitable the store was and what we need to do next week to make it more profitable. And I thought, that's great. This guy's helping us manage the business, helping us make the business more money, helping make me more money, and he was charged me $50 an hour back then in the early 70s, and I thought, God, I'd be the millionaire if I can make $50 an hour. And so in college, we decided to take an accounting degree, and I like math, like helping people, and that's really the goal, how we started the firm and what we're doing. Our goal is that if you're successful, we're successful.
And you guys offer a wide variety of services. Kind of give us a snapshot of what you offer.
Well, we've been fortunate. We've had some people in our office that has a lot of experience and people work for us for a long period of time. You know, for example, my twin brother, he specializes in business valuations as well as litigation support for law firms and that type of thing. I do a lot of work with different hospitals and physicians and in the medical field. We have people who specialize in financial planning. We have a financial planning company that manages money. We also have a great audit department that does audit of school districts and other entities. We have people who are just business advisors, and we have people who are MBAs that help people start businesses and help make those businesses successful. So we've got a lot of good people been there for a long time.
And if somebody's listening tonight, they want to find out more about you guys, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, just call the office. You know, we've got three offices, but one in West Columbia. You can just call, and we've got, I kid everybody, we've got our receptionist is named Donna Crooks, and I hate having a crook answer the telephone. But the show that Hometown Connection, that's Charlie McNair, the police chief of Casey's sister. So we feel pretty safe with her out there. But telephone number 803-794-3712, or just go to our website, BurkittCPAs.com, and it's got a lot of information on that.
And again, our guest tonight has been Donnie Burkett, Burkett, and Burkett CPAs. Donnie, real treat to have you up in the booth tonight.
Thank you. Thanks. Go Bearcats.
Well, stick around. We'll have more halftime coverage coming up in just a minute. You'll listen to Bearcat Football right here on the Dove 1620 AM and streaming live on the Dove1620.com.
At Burkett, Burkett, and Burkett CPAs, our business is built around the lessons we learned from Horace and Catherine Burkett, proud BC Bearcats of the classes of 1946 and 1947. Their number one lesson to us as kids was always, do the right thing. When we opened our accounting firm in Casey in 1976, we committed ourselves to doing the right thing for our clients and our community. We've grown a lot since then, but we've never strayed from those foundations. If you need assistance with your accounting and financial needs, rest assured we will do our best to do the right thing for you and your family. The Burkett CPA family thanks you for your support and says, go Bearcats!
We're all tied up at 17, and great interview there with Donnie Burkett, Todd, and just doing some great things in the community.
Yeah, you know, him and his entire family. But, you know, Donnie, we approached him at the beginning of the season and said, you know what, you know, we have one of our main sponsorships to really make sure that we can broadcast these games. And we said, Donnie, we know you're an airport guy. But and he does so much for airport. Like you said, he's head of their foundation. They do such a great job over there. And, you know, that's what I really like about this community, Mike. We're rivals. We go at it on the football field. We go at it on the baseball diamond. We go at it at the basketball court. But at the end of the day, they're our neighbors. We're all each other's neighbors, and we're all in this together. And at some point, these guys are going to graduate, and they're going to be doing business. They're going to be marrying people from the other school. And it's a great community. And, you know, I always talk about, I live in downtown Columbia, and I'm always looking for houses over here because I want to get back into this area. It's really one of those places that you know, you never leave, even if you go somewhere else. Your heart's always here, just because of the incredible people like Donnie and his brother Ronnie. You know, I cannot say enough about Donnie. He you know, when I left my job to start my own practice from the Lexington Medical Center Foundation, it does such great job and great work in this community as well. You know, he gave me some encouragement. He said some things that, you know, I don't even think he understands the impact that, you know, just a few words for somebody who's been so successful, not only in life and with his family, but successful in business world. And when you're going out and starting something on your own, you kind of, you're so nervous. And he has a way about him, as you can tell, that just puts everybody at ease. He's funny. He's engaging. Always trying to get a run for office. But, you know, he's one of those guys that's just too good for that, I think. So, you know, but he would definitely be somebody to vote for if he.